Jamie Sherrod and I on Consider This. Now, it may be too soon to predict the long-running arc of this COVID-19 pandemic, but it's not too soon to recognize that the next global recession could be just around the corner. How will Malaysia weather the storm? Let's continue our conversation now with Datuk Seri Mustafa Mohamad, Minister in the Prime Minister's Department in charge of the economy. So, Datuk Seri, on Monday, you said that the economy will need at least 6 months to recover. Now, I'm looking at other projections. Economists are not that optimistic. In fact, they're predicting a global recession going into 2021. Now, what makes you optimistic that our economy will bounce back so quickly?
Firstly, the situation is very fluid. 27th of February, at that point of time, we never thought that the pandemic would be this serious. And 27th of March, we came up with this package, and now we are revisiting some of the proposals announced on the 27th of March. I, last night, in another occasion, I said that by year end, hopefully, we'll be in a position to begin gradually towards the road to recovery. And now, there's going to be a recession. The IMF MD, Managing Director, has already said that the world is going to go a very challenging period. And Malaysia is very much part of the global economy. We're part of the global value chain, many of our companies. And to say that we're going to recover in 6 months, of course, is not right. What we mean is that it's going to take us 6 months before we get things sorted out, and that'll be gradual. I mean, it's going to be a U-shaped kind of process in the next few months, and probably by the beginning of this year, beginning of next year, we'll begin to see some signs of recovery. And even then, it's not going to be immediate. It's going to take a few months. So that's the current position that I have. Yeah? It's going to take a few more months before this pandemic will have its full impact on the Malaysian economy. And it's going to take, I mean, if you close a shop, you're not going to be able to open immediately. If you close a construction site, you've got to mobilize the machinery. If you close a factory, once you switch on the machines, it will take some time. So for an economy of the size of Malaysia, of course, we're going to take some time.
Datuk Sri, some of your critics, again, outside of government, perhaps easier to make these criticisms, but we had the economist Jomo Kome Sundram on our show a couple of days ago. He says that the Prihatin package could have been bolder. In fact, he suggested that perhaps government is looking over its shoulder, that this government is not confident. Do you take that criticism? Is this government looking over its shoulder, not pushing hard enough or making bolder choices?
We unfortunately have a cushion. We have a small current account surplus in the budget. We have a good current account surplus in the balance of payments. I wish we have a bigger cushion. So the lesson for us is a big cushion. Therefore, when we have an emergency situation like this, we can have a really radical approach to solving problems. We've gone a long way, 250 billion ringgit, about 17% of GDP, relative GDP is a big size. Of course, we need our deficit is going to go up, of course. It was 3.4% last year. This year it was supposed to be 3.2, and everyone knows it's going to be much higher than 3.2. So the issue is how much it can go up to. This is a delicate balancing act. Yes, we can be bold, we can be radical. In my view, we've been bold and we've been radical. We need to, be mindful of what might come up in the next few weeks. I mean, as I said in the beginning, it's a very fluid situation, right. Very dynamic situation. So, you know, if things get a lot worse, of course, we need to have a few more bullets.
Yeah. Well, so speaking about that ammunition, what's in that arsenal? You spoke about the deficit. You're looking at the balance of payments and all that. Dato' Sri, is this really a time for fiscal discipline?
We in 2009, we had a deficit of 6.4%. And since then, we have embarked on a program of fiscal consolidation. We have been successful. Now, of course, it's not a relevant issue. All of us in government is agreed on this fact. that one shouldn't be too worried about the 3.4, 3.5 or 4% deficit. It is important for us to move on. This is the approach taken by the government of Malaysia. The issue of whether we are bold enough, that's purely a subjective matter. In our view, we've been very bold, very unconventional, very radical, the biggest ever package. And of course, as I say, going forward, the world out there is still uncertain, and we need to have a few more things in the arsenal, of course, as you rightly pointed out.
Okay, so should we be then considering other unorthodox policy measures in this time of crisis? We've had economists pointing out that this is not a textbook recession, so perhaps we should be considering other non-conventional measures.
Well, firstly, the deficit will definitely go up. We're going to get some help from government-linked companies. Certainly, there'll be some increase in borrowing. Our debt level was about 53% before this to GDP, direct what we call central government debt. And this figure could be breached. And this is unconventional. 55% was the self-imposed limit that we had all these years, and it could be beyond that with putting everything into account. So it is quite conventional. We have gone a long way, and of course, we'll continue to monitor developments.
Dato' Sri, you know, part of that $250 billion package includes people's dipping into their own savings, right, through EPF. Now, some people say that that's not fair. How do you address this idea that people are sacrificing their future safety net for the current problem, that perhaps government should be the ones actually putting up, not them?
Well, you have said earlier that you need to be unconventional in your approach. So that's been unconventional. In the feedback that we've got from the people of Malaysia, many of them have been suggesting that the government should allow not only for them to withdraw their own savings, but as a matter of fact, many of them proposing that employers should consider not contributing at all to the employers in particular. They want the government to consider a waiver or a reprieve so that they don't have to pay if they have contribution in the next few months. Yes, you're right, that's people's money, but this is very unusual circumstances, and we've been getting this feedback from many people of Malaysia that they would like to, in these difficult times, they want to dig up into their savings, we hope at some point of time in the future they'll be able to rebuild the savings. So this is unconventional, which is what you wanted, and we've done it. The thing is, we have the government. We have the people of Malaysia, we have the banking system, we have GLCs coming forward, so we have everything, everyone chipping in, that's why we are able to have a big package.
All right, we're going to take a quick break and continue our conversation with Dato' Sri Mustafa Mohamad shortly on Consider This. Don't go anywhere, stay tuned.